car's warranty expiring, gay frogs or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says there have been laboratory-confirmed reports of plague in animals and fleas from six counties in the state now. Plague is caused by bacteria that can be transmitted to humans by the bites of infected fleas or direct contact with infected animals. Recently, a 10-year-old child in La Plata County died from causes associated with the plague. If detected early, infection by the plague is treatable in both people and pets. Symptoms include the sudden onset of high fever or swollen lymph nodes. For the third time in less than a month, Greeley's water treatment plant manager says they've had to stop using the Poudre River as a water source due to recent flooding, stirring up ash and debris that is difficult and costly to remove from the water. Currently, Interstate 70 remains closed through Glenwood Canyon. The Colorado Department of Transportation says they're continuing to see debris flows in the area and are not setting a timetable for reopening. There are detours in place. If you're headed that way, give yourself plenty of extra time. A new Colorado law known as the Traveling Animal Protection Act will officially take effect on August 14th. That legislation bans the use of exotic animals in traveling performances. It includes elephants, lions, seals, and other non-native species. Violation will be a misdemeanor, and people could incur fines ranging between $250 and $1,000 per violation. One of the entities immediately affected is going to be the Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur, where elephants are used in parades and people can purchase a ride on the big creatures. That law does not apply to livestock like horses or donkeys or educational or non-mobile facilities like zoos and wildlife sanctuaries. We could see road construction season going into overtime this year. Shortages of asphalt cement are causing delays for several projects in the state. Public works officials asking for patience as they wait for supplies. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
Imagine waking up to enjoy breakfast in the stunning Grand Lodge before heading out to Arapahoe Springs Water Park, where you and the family can splash in pools, zip down water slides, float through the lazy river, and escape to a private cabana. Then unwind with a poolside drink before heading inside to relax, wake up, and do it all over again. Enjoy your summer of more at Gaylord Rockies Resort. Visit GaylordRockies.com to book today.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm your air purification expert. Call 720-434-9001. We purify the air in your homes and businesses so you can get back to a normal, happier, and healthier life than ever before. Just call 720-434-9001. Again, 720-434-9001.
Eat a cow, eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes.
Back the truck up. Where are you going to get 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs? Meat America. Locally raised, dry-aged beef. Call 970-759-9217 or go to meetamericainc@gmail.com. That's M-E-E-T, americainc@gmail.com. Back the truck up.
Look at all the cows in the slaughterhouse yard. Gotta hit them in the head. Gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up. Throws it on a scale. Throws an eyeball in a cup.
and get 10% off of 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs. Once again, 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs right now at 970-759-9217 and meetamericainc@gmail.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. I want to introduce you to my friend Zach Frisbee, decorated combat veteran and Purple Heart recipient. His real estate service has incredible programs and can even offer a $1,500 closing cost to veterans. Zach also donates $500 to the VFW for every home he helps you buy or sell. Zach's website is foothills.life. Again, that's foothills.life. Make Zach at foothills.life your choice for all your real estate needs. Real estate done right.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. There's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they face a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. Someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to Friday. You have earned Friday. You have worked hard all week. Now it's Friday. Now it's time for a little fun. We're going to ease into the weekend with a little fun here on the Open Forum, KHNC, 1360 AM. Who am I? My name's Glenn Tate. Not really. It's a fake name. Pen name, book name. Anyway, I am Glenn Tate in quotes, and I'm the co-host of Prepping 2.0 along with my lovely wife, Shelby Gallagher, also not a real name. And we can see every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Plus, you can get archives of our show at our website, prepping2-0.com. What do we talk about on Prepping 2.0? I don't know, preparedness. Of course, it's in the name. And the reason we say 2.0 is because there's regular old preparedness, like, yeah, have some drinking water and stuff like that. And then there's the next level, which is thinking about all the other parts that fit into place. And one of those parts we're going to talk about today, which is normalcy bias, which is the human mind's, proclivity. That's not the best word to use. Habit of thinking everything's normal and how that kills. So today's show title is Normalcy Bias Kills. And I think I can prove that that is true by the end of the show. So stick around and watch me prove it. Hopefully watch me prove it. I need to be honest with you guys. I am on chemotherapy right now. And today is a really difficult day. I feel like garbage. And the show must go on. And it's really interesting. Getting ready for the show, I already feel better because I get to talk to you guys. And it makes me feel better just to do this. So anyway, I don't think there'll be any disruption in anything. Sometimes my thoughts are a little slower. For those of you who don't know, chemotherapy, at least in my case, well, many cases, it's a two-week cycle. And they infuse you and they juice you up with some stuff over a few days. And then it kind of wears off. I'm on number 10 treatment of 12, which means the chemotherapy is building up. The concentrations are building up, which is what they want to do. They need to slowly introduce it because it's so doggone toxic. So I am at the I'm at the part of this whole treatment cycle where the concentrations are the highest. And I'm telling you what, it is gross and yucky and awful. But as I say, I'm already getting fired up just thinking about talking about normalcy bias with you guys because it's important because I really think it can get people killed. A couple little updates. As some of you know, Shelby and I are relocating from Washington State to Montana. That's going very well. We have purchased an amazing, awesome place, miracle place in Montana, and we sold our Washington home to to a Microsoft executive guy who, let's just say I turned the vacuum cleaner the sucking level on high, and I tried to extract as much cash out of this guy as I could. If you're a Seattle liberal and you want to move out to rural western the country, God bless you. I'm happy for you. But I'm going to take as much money of yours as I possibly can, and I'm going to dump it in Montana where people can use it. So I hope that doesn't make me sound like a jerk, but I take great pride. The real estate market in Western Washington, just like it is in on the Front Range, it's out of control. It's unbelievable to me how many people from the Seattle area are moving out to the Washington State, quote, countryside. It is a countryside, too. We're very remote. Because they're tired of Seattle burning to the ground and a bunch of other things that they don't like. So, I mean, good on them, but it is going to be a bit of a foreshadowing, the fact that people are migrating, liberals are migrating out of Seattle to conservative parts of states. A little foreshadowing of this normalcy bias thing I'm talking about, because one of the things going on, it's a true phenomenon. We're going to look back on it and say, oh my goodness, this was a big thing, and that is the exodus, and the exodus from blue states to red states that Shelby and I are actively involved in. Let me tell you something. It is not easy. There is so much work involved. I mean, I'm closing on two houses within a week of each other. Are you kidding me? And those of you watching the video portion of this, Patreon supporters of the Prepping 2.0 show, you can find out more about that, prepping2-0.com. Look on the big button that says be a Patreon supporter. This, you'll notice the studio looks radically different. That's because we picked it up and moved it to Montana, and we're down to bare bones. You'll notice an acoustical difference. Some of you will notice it because we don't have all the pads on. But anyway, that's the moving update. Another cool thing I wanted to tell everybody about is this morning I called Patriot Trading Group and talked to Brittany. They have the nicest people in the world there that work there. And I said, hey, 10 rolls of Silver Eagles, got to have them, and got some rolls of Silver Eagles. Thank you, Patriot Trading Group, Joe in particular, for going out and hustling all the time and doing those phone calls and those emails at odd times that are based on like European time zones to get us Patriots product that you can sell to us. Seriously, I don't make any money from Patriot Trading Group. I'm a customer like everybody else. Absolutely love this company. And I'm telling you, right now is a great time, in my opinion, as a consumer, not an expert. It is a great time to be getting some silver. The price of those Silver Eagles and the rounds that Joe has right now, you're not going to see for quite some time, because the inflation train is chugging along and it is picking up steam. So we're going to see that. So normalcy bias kills. What in the heck is all that about? Well, I've alluded to what normalcy bias is, and that's the human mind's habit of thinking everything is going to be okay, everything's normal, everything today is going to be like it was yesterday, right? So there's not going to be any big cataclysmic changes. There's not even going to be slow changes that make things different. Everything's going to be like it always was, because that makes me feel comfortable, and that soothes my mind, and that makes me not worry, and that makes me not have to get off the couch and do things. So when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to pick this up and talk about normalcy bias and how it can get people killed.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories. Stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley,
970-616-3100. We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. We, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood. I was gonna carry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Open Forum Friday edition on KHNC 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate, your host of the Friday edition of the Open Forum, and also the co-host on Saturday mornings at 9 AM of a little show we like to call Prepping 2.0. My wife and I do about preparedness, and we're on several radio stations, but candidly, KHNC is our favorite. It's our mothership. It is the flagship in the radio syndication world that we have going on, because quite honestly, KHNC, it's just the best station. I mean, have you noticed, by the way, all of the new ads? I love it. I love it. KHNC is flourishing, and it's a reflection on the listenership and how active you guys are and how you guys have realized you've broken through some normalcy bias. See how I'm tying it all together? You've realized stuff ain't the way it used to be, and you need to get some alternative sources of information, and you're doing it. So good on you. Well, we were talking about normalcy bias and how it can get people killed, and we mentioned a little bit about what normalcy bias is. This all came to me, and as so many things do, so many topics for the show, I'll have a conversation with somebody or even a three-second interaction, and I know exactly what the show topic is going to be because the interaction or the chance encounter with somebody illustrates so many things that are going on. And so this is about my neighbor, Bill. My neighbor, Bill, I don't really like Bill. I get along with people really well. Bill's kind of a jerk. He kind of, every time I get some gravel on the road on my driveway, he's like, oh, you need to put gravel on mine too. He's that kind of guy. He also views himself as the traffic police on our little dirt road, and we have a 16-year-old who's learning to drive, driving a little fast. I admit he's driving fast, but I think the reaction of Bill to a 16-year-old driving a little fast was a little bit harsh. In any event, that's not what the show's about. Glenn Tate's Neighbors is not a great radio show, and no one's going to listen to it. So I'm talking to Bill. My dog ran off and often goes to Bill's house because Bill has dogs there that my dog likes to play with. So I'm like, hey, Bill, is my dog here? No. And he says he sees the Montana license plates on the trucks. And he goes, so you guys moving to Montana? I said, yeah. He said, why are you moving to Montana? I said, stuff's falling apart in Washington State. And then he said, and this is the interaction that created the show topic today. He goes, well, all states have their problems. I added the dopey laugh. That was me. That was my sound effects. And I thought about it. I'm like, really? You really think that all states are pretty much equal when it comes to quality of life? You really think that all states have pretty much the same problems? How can, and I didn't say this out loud, of course, candidly, how can you be that stupid? How can you be that ignorant? How can you be that completely walled off from observing things going on? Are you telling me that crime in Los Angeles is the same as crime in rural Iowa? Are you telling me that people getting along and being decent to each other is the same in San Francisco as it is in rural Alabama? Are you kidding me? How can the human mind not acknowledge that maybe there's a problem here in places, blue states like Washington State, and maybe it's actually better on a variety of levels, by no means perfect, in red states? How can the human mind come to that completely dopey conclusion? Then I started thinking about normalcy bias. Well, here's how he can do it. He, like so many other people in the general population, and that's really what I'm talking about. And if you're listening to this show, I do not consider you to be part of this problem. You are not the general population if you're listening to KHNC. The general population is comfortable. They don't worry about stuff. At least they don't. They act like they don't worry about it. More on that in a moment. But they just kind of live and float along, and everything's okie-dokie, and oh, there's no inflation, and oh, China's not going to do anything bad, and oh, 2020 elections, I mean, you know, there may have been some problems, but it's not like there were, like, big problems. They live in this happy-go-lucky, dopey world. Dopey is it. I keep coming up with that term. That's this world where nothing's wrong, and I'm not a pessimist. I'm an optimist, because at the end of the show, we're going to talk about the antidote to all of this, which is something you're already doing, which is preparing. You're preparing food, water, and all those other things. You're preparing with precious metals. You're preparing. So you are way ahead of this. This is more of a conversation we're having today, where you're like me and your general population neighbors are like Bill the Dope, right? So that's kind of where I'm coming at with this. So they live in this world, and I think it's largely a suburban world of comfort and ease, and nothing's wrong. And that's cool. If you want to live that way, that's fine. Listen, I'm a conservative, and the last thing I want to do is tell people how to live, right? Live and let live. Just don't hurt me and don't affect me and my family, and everything will be cool. I guess that's actually a libertarian idea, isn't it? Just you be cool, I'll be cool, we'll all get along. I'm not trying to save America. I'm not trying to convert people to my way of thinking. I really don't care, as long as they leave me alone and don't hurt me. But it does indirectly hurt me when people tolerate all the garbage that's going on and don't understand how bad it is, and they are the ones that allow this to happen. My dopey neighbor Bill, for example. Let's analyze that. Let's see how he fits into my theory here that the dopey general population actually enables all this nonsense. Well, when it comes time for initiatives or referenda or something to change things, when it comes to, you know, contacting your legislators, when it comes to being active in the community and saying, no, we're not going to have this, dopey Bill is watching TV and chuckling at some, you know, dumb sitcom or whatever it is he does for entertainment. I don't know what he does for entertainment. He's not getting out there and changing stuff. He's not, here's a big one, he's not prepared himself. See, if bad things happen and all of your neighbors are prepared and can feed themselves and provide drinking water and medical supplies and can help with, you know, joint security operations, awesome, good on you. I don't care if you're a liberal or conservative, if you can basically take care of yourself so I don't have to take care of you in a crisis, then that is awesome. Thank you very much. And I seriously don't care about your politics. But dopey Bill is the one who just floats along in life. He pays his taxes, which allows the government of my blue state to do things like, I don't know. Well, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, The blue states view the general population as these little tax producing machines. We're little profit centers, right, for them. I mean, all we do is we work hard and pay our taxes, and the government takes the money and they spend it on their goofy stuff, and they give it to their buddies, and it's a great system. And I just don't understand how the general population can be happy with that. Actually, I do understand, and it's normalcy bias. So why can't Bill see the difference in the quality of life in, say, a blue state and a red state? Well, he's comfortable. He doesn't spend the time to get informed. He probably is a little bit fearful of, because maybe he does, and this is a theory I have. I'll never be able to prove it because I'd have to get inside people's minds. I think a lot of people in this general population normalcy bias world, they know that stuff is messed up, and they know that there's a very good likelihood that we're going to have some very jarring times ahead of us, some very difficult times, and they are so scared of it because they feel helpless, because they haven't prepared. They know that not only have they not prepared materially, they have not prepared mentally. They know that they're not ready for the power to be out for a month. They know they're not ready for motorcycle gangs to come around and ask who has food. They know that they're not ready for that stuff. And so what do? They double down. They double down on their normalcy bias. And then they say, you know, preppers are crazy, you guys are nuts, all this other stuff, because they know that we're onto something. And their reaction, as I say, is to double down. And that is really, really sad. Why do you think in the wider general population culture, I guess you could say, like regular people, you know, preppers are kind of laughed at, you know? I mean, do you get this, right? Like, you know, Thanksgiving or whatever, your aunt's like, oh, are you still one of those preppers? You get that kind of stuff? Because I sure do. And this poo-pooing and this put-down, this soft put-down of preparedness in the general population, I think a lot of it, first of all, is ignorance, obviously normalcy bias, but also I think that there's an acknowledgement that people don't want to make. There's an acknowledgement that we're right and they're wrong, and they just don't know where to start. And they also think, this is classic too, this is classic, they think they'll just come over to our house, right? And we've done shows on that. We've done Prepping 2.0 shows, two episodes on that, titles of which are something like, so you think you're coming to my house? Not that kind of thing. So that's why I think they are so dismissive, I think is the best word, of us, and why they're not preparing. It's because they're comfortable, they're afraid, and they have normalcy bias. Let's see here. Here's a question I have for, and I'm going to do some generalizing because, I don't know, there's 330 million people in this country, and unless you want a show that describes every single person's life in detail, I'm not sure how that's even possible, then you have to generalize. So let's assume the general population that is so dismissive of us and is so unprepared and is suffering so thoroughly from normalcy bias, let's assume that they're kind of comfortable suburban folks, general population folks living in the suburbs. Okay. And let's also assume that they view our lifestyle where we have a little bit of preparedness going on. Maybe we have some chickens or something like that. Maybe we have a garden. We grow our own food. Maybe we like Meat America. Maybe we have, you know, relationships out there where we buy our own locally grown beef and stuff like that. We have guns, you know, those sorts of things. You know, the general population, suburban people, you think we're crazy, and we've covered that. But here's my question, and I suggest if you want to get into it with these people, what you could ask them. What's so awesome about your general population suburban life? What is so superior? What is so categorically better about the way you live, which, and I'm going to generalize, got a lot of leisure time, a lot of time on the couch. You know, a friend of mine, the great writer, Jeff Reynolds, who's amazing. He put it this way. He said, life in the suburbs was so automatic. Automatic. Like the sprinklers come on and all that other stuff. Life of ease, right? You don't have to worry about a lot of stuff. Now, you have to work at a job you probably hate, and you have to make a lot of money to afford all of this stuff. So I'm not saying it's easy, but like the living part is pretty easy. And everything's kind of bland. Everything's kind of similar. You follow trends. If your friends are doing something, you need to do it too. You probably really care what's trending on Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff. So I've painted population suburban life. My question is, what's so awesome about that? Why is that so much better? Is it because that's just all you know? Or is it because depending on everybody for everything, remember the sprinklers? When they break, you got to call the sprinkler guy, don't you? You have to depend on semi-trucks rolling around to bring you food because you don't have chickens. You have to depend on the police responding instantaneously because you don't have any guns. Excuse me, that's the chemo hiccup. My apologies. So being dependent on everybody, what is so awesome about that? Why is that better than being a little bit self-reliant, maybe living off in the country, maybe having a more authentic real life? Why is it better? And that's something that no one ever answers for us in this debate. They never tell us why their setup, their automatic suburban setup, is so awesome. So there's that. This came to a head when, well, actually I can't talk about it because there's a non-disclosure agreement. There may be some big news about prepping 2.0, maybe being on TV. So we'll see. We'll see if that works. But in talking to the producers, they were just fascinated. Like, why are you guys doing this? And I'm like, why isn't everybody doing this? And by doing this, I mean being prepared and everything like that. Anyway, I probably shouldn't have said that whole thing, but I did. When we come back, we're going to talk about how blind you have to be to what's going on in the world to not think about preparedness. It's going to be quite an exhaustive list, so stick around, everybody. Normalcy bias kills. Find out how and why right here, Open Forum, KHNC 1360 AM.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m., for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, call him, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
Forum, Friday edition, Glenn Tate, 1360 AM. You know all of that kind of stuff. We're talking about how normalcy bias kills. And before I talk about that specifically, the how it gets people killed part, which is the part, quite honestly, a lot of you are waiting to hear, I'd like to discuss, and this again is for you to be able to talk to your general population, suburban friends, acquaintances, family members, whoever they may be, who are suffering from normalcy bias, because I truly think most people in this audience are not suffering from normalcy bias. Here's some things that the general population folks need to have an answer for, because things are changing rapidly in this country. And if you haven't noticed that, general population people, I don't know how I can help you. I mean, I marvel at your ability to shut off, quote, bad news. And by the way, this isn't exactly bad news. Yes, there are a lot of changes. Joe Jaquin's so right. You know, a digital dollar and a bunch of other things coming, it's not the end of the world. It just means things are going to be different. You know, when they confiscated gold in the early 30s, it wasn't the end of the world, but things were different. So, I mean, this is not a doom and gloom thing. This isn't positivity versus negativity by any means. It's just acknowledging that there are changes that are occurring, that have occurred, and even bigger changes that are going to occur. And why do I say bigger changes are going to occur? I've got evidence. I'm a lawyer. I do evidence. I don't do speculation. I do evidence, as they say. You know, show me the receipts. Well, here we go. Here's some things, general population, suburbanite, sitting on your couch comfortably, not thinking you need to prepare for anything. Here's some questions I have for you. Have you noticed the defund the police scenario and how crime has gone up? Did you turn on your TV last summer? Did you see cities burning to the ground? I assume you did. What did you think? That was just like some kids and some prank and some lark. The mainstream media, that it was a largely peaceful protest. Remember that classic CNN clip where the CNN reporter is in Minneapolis and goes, it's a largely peaceful protest, and then there's like a big bunch of fuel goes off because there's a building behind him that's on fire, and then it just goes kaboom, right? And then the flames get bigger. Yeah, largely peaceful. Everybody's ducking from the concussion of the peaceful protest. Peaceful protests don't have concussions. They don't have balls of flame. They're peaceful. They're not fiery. You know what I mean? You got to really break this down for these people. Have you noticed the crime statistics nationally? Maybe not, because maybe you watch the Golf Channel all day long and you don't get a lot of hard news. Okay. Crime's going up, everybody. It's not even debatable, especially in the large cities. Also, comfortable gen pop suburbanites, have you noticed? Now, put your politics aside. I know that for a lot of the gen pop, it's like anything approaching a political discussion, they need to say, oh, I don't do politics. Oh, I'm middle of the road. I'm moderate. I mean, both sides have problems. You know what I mean? Okay, suspend that for a moment and let's look at some facts. Your desire to seem so open-minded, you're going to have to set that aside and look at some facts. Have you noticed, because it's undeniable, that crime in blue states and blue cities is astronomically higher than crime in red states and especially red areas? I was going to say red cities. There really aren't any red cities. Red countrysides. Do you really think my neighbor Bill, the dopey guy, well, all states have problems. Do you really think, as I mentioned earlier, crime in LA is the same as crime in rural Iowa? Let me tell you something. Go on the interwebs there, Bill, or any other folks out there who think everything's hunky-dory, go and look on YouTube for massive shoplifting. You'll see people in LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. By the way, did you notice a pattern among all those cities? Oh, they're in blue states. They're heavily blue cities. These are videos I've seen where people walk into a store with a garbage bag or a duffel bag, nonchalantly and without any fear whatsoever, go and scoop up as much merchandise as they can, throw it in the bag. Usually security guards are watching but can't do anything. And they walk out. They don't run out. They walk out because they can't get arrested, because the district attorneys in these cities have said they're not going to charge shoplifting if it's under, in the case of California, it's actually a law there. If it's under $950, they won't charge it. So you can walk in and steal all you want, and nobody's going to stop you. The security guards can't stop you. They're under orders from their corporate employers not to injure anybody because they don't want to get sued. So in America right now, like not small parts of America, like big, huge population centers, people can and are, as captured on video. This is not a Bigfoot sighting, you guys. This happens every day. It's all over YouTube. People are walking into stores, grabbing all they want, throwing it in a duffel bag, walking out and whistling, being like, hey, what's up? See you guys later. See you guys tomorrow. I'll be back to steal more tomorrow. The police are nowhere to be found. You know why? They've been defunded. And They've been told they can't arrest people, and they're all retiring, right? So go ahead, general population America, and tell me that this is normal. Let me tell you, this is not normal. This is not how it's been. There's always been shoplifting. Yes, I get it. But there's never been stuff like this. So, general population, suburbanite, explain to me how this is all normal. Explain to me how nothing has changed. Explain to me how everything is just okie dokie when you've got all kinds of criminals out there who quite correctly understand they can't get arrested. What does that mean for you living in the suburbs? Well, what happens when they move, these massive shoplifters move from, you know, downtown drugstores and downtown retail shops, and they start moving into the suburbs and they start cleaning out your suburbs? What's going to happen then? Are these people stable? What if somebody challenges them? What's going to happen? Do you think that's safe? Have you thought through any of this? Have you thought through what happens when society breaks down? Have you thought through lawlessness? Do you have a clue what lawlessness is? Can you conceive of what lawlessness is? Is lawless some word to you that has no meaning? Because guess what? You're going to see its meaning. You're going to see its meaning up front, personal, and close. You're going to see it because it's coming to you, to where you are. I have friends in law enforcement, and this stuff, this massive crime wave. Oh, by the way, in Washington State, drug possession is legal unless you're dealing. Personal drug possession is legal. Oh, and a new law passed in Washington State. And you're going to think I'm kidding? Look it up. The police cannot chase bad guys anymore. That's right. They can't, well, unless you're like killing somebody. But for almost every crime, yeah, you can't, evading a police officer is okie dokie now. Nothing's going to happen. A mentally ill person, law enforcement cannot do anything about it. Check my stats. Check the new law that goes into effect the 26th of July in Washington State. There's your date. There's a way to look it up. Yeah, the police can't do anything about a seemingly mentally ill person. They have to wait for it, call a social worker. Do you think I'm kidding? Listen, I'm very creative. I wrote a 10-book fiction series that has been very well received and has been very popular in the prepping community, and I couldn't come up with this. I'm not creative enough to come up with that, but that's the law. So you think this is going to have no effect on anything? You just think that you're just going to live your life where everybody's cool and nobody steals stuff? Really? Why would you think that? Why would you think that? When we come back, more on normalcy bias, evidence that things have changed, and then we'll get to the big question, how does normalcy bias kill people?
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
as you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Prepper's Paradise that is the Friday edition of the Open Forum right here, KHNC, 1360 AM. I'm your host today, Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0, which is a show I think you would probably like because we talk about preparedness and not just the very like simple minor things like, yeah, we have water and stuff. We talk about the bigger picture like we're talking about today, which is the topic of normalcy bias kills. A couple more things that the general population folks need to acknowledge and need to have an answer for if blissfully ignorant, comfortable, automatic lives there in the suburbs instead of acknowledging that things are different in the United States and things are probably going to get worse, and then they'll get better, but we're going to focus on the getting worse part because you need to be prepared for that. Question for you guys in the suburbs. Happy lives. It's 1988 for you guys, right? Everything's cool, right? Everything's awesome. Everything, no need to make any plans for anything. Just coast through life. Okay, I got a couple questions for you. Have you noticed that stuff costs more money? I don't know how you would escape this conclusion. Folks need to buy stuff. Yeah, prices are going up. Do you believe Joe Biden that it's transitory inflation, that it's going to go away, and that his hilariously ludicrous assertion the other night in that town hall meeting that by spending trillions and trillions of dollars, inflation's going to go down? I understand that not everybody listens to the Patriot Radio News Hour, and not everybody understands how inflation works. That's fair. I get it. I don't understand how a lot of other stuff works that other people are interested in, so we're even. But how can you not get that when there's trillions more dollars for the same amount of products, that prices aren't going to go up? And if you're in your 50s or 60s, how can you have lived through the 70s and not seen the parallels? How is this possible? How completely do you have to turn off your mind to not see what is going on? It's an amazing thing. You know, like up in Alaska where in the summer it's, you know, it doesn't get dark. I mean, there's like, you know, like nighttime is like 45 minutes long, right? And it's light all the time. And up in Alaska, they have these really thick curtains that block out all the light so people can sleep. Well, that's what it's like with these gen pop suburban people. They have these really thick blinds on that prevent the light from coming in. And they got to really go out of their way to prevent this information from entering their mind. So, general population folks, what's your explanation for why prices are going up? I don't know. Stuff just goes up and goes down. Really? Really? Okay. Here's another question there, Gen Poppers. Ooh, I just came up with a new phrase. By the way, Gen Poppers, last week, I came up with a phrase talking about people moving from blue states to red states, exodizing. People are exodizing. They're part of an exodus. Exodizing sounds like some metal treatment process or something. And I was like, yeah, I got the barrel of my AR exodized. Yeah, it's going to be really resistant to salt water now, right? Anyway, back to my point. Labor shortages. Have you guys noticed there, Gen Poppers? Have you noticed that restaurants are closing early? They're opening later. Some of them, like my favorite place here in town, Wednesdays, they're just closed. And I said, why is that? And they said, nobody wants to work. Have you tried to get a car repaired or even some minor work like tires or a battery? all these places that I've always gone to that have always been like, yeah, how can we help you? Here you go. I went to a local tire place to get some tires looked at and maybe get some brakes looked at. Standard stuff that was like there was no wait. Like you just drove in and they did it, right? That was their business model. Les Schwab tires, I don't know if you guys have them in Colorado. They're all over the West. And that's their business model, is you just drive up, get stuff done, no hassles. You know what they told me? That'll be 3 weeks, maybe four. Would you like to make an appointment? And I said, is this because nobody's coming to work? And the manager said, yeah, that's right. Nobody wants to work. So, Jen Poppers, have you noticed that there are massive labor shortages? What's your explanation for this? Oh, it's COVID. Okay, well, let's think this out, guys. So there's a flu, and it goes around, and it makes people not want to work. Is that one of the symptoms of COVID, is that people don't want to work? Can you explain why people aren't working? Oh, because the government's sending massive amounts of money. Oh, is that normal? Hey, how is it that in your entire lifetime, Les Schwab and that restaurant have never had labor shortages, and now they do? What has changed to create these things? Or do you just not have a mind that even inquires about such things? What has changed? Do you think things are fundamentally different in this country? Do you think there's a process going on that is leading to inflation and labor shortages? And you'll see far more things coming up, especially when the crime's off the charts. Well, that's a great little segue. Remember I said I was going to describe how normalcy bias kills? Let me tell you exactly how this happens. People with normalcy bias don't prepare. They don't get the food they need. They don't get the water they need. They think that they can rely on others who aren't going to be there for them. They hilariously think the government will take care of them. I have a friend who was a National Guardsman in New York when Sandy hit, and he said there were these people in New York City, Staten Island, and Long Island that literally thought, they actually thought that FEMA trucks, within a few hours of the storm, you know, cutting off electricity and all that other stuff, FEMA trucks would be driving up like food trucks and serving them hot meals. They honest to God thought that. And when it wasn't happening, they got mad at the National Guard. True story. Anyway, so people that are unprepared are going to not be able to eat, drink water. Here's really where I think it comes in. And here's where I think normalcy bias really kills people. And that's with crime. People are going to think the police will respond, and there's going to be lawlessness and gangs and awfulness like you can't imagine. And the bodies are going to get stacked. And I hate to say that. That's why you need to prepare.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hello, Northern Colorado. My name is Travis, and I want to introduce you to Meat America. Meat America is a company that provides local families with the best locally raised dry-aged beef available. We can be reached at 970-759-9217, or you can email us at meetamericainc@gmail.com. Think local, eat local, stay local. meetamericainc@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. Please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Welcome to the final segment, the Friday edition of the Open Forum, KHNC 1360 AM. I'm your host for this, Glenn Tate. This is the positive segment. We always end on a positive note on Fridays. How in the world can I go from saying, before the last break, bodies are going to get stacked, to being positive? Let me tell you, it's pretty simple. Prepare. Dear listener, please prepare. Please get your food, your water, your security, your finances. Please get it. Just minimally prepare. Just at least open your mind to the possibility, and I think undeniable truth, a little stronger than a possibility, but we're going to go baby steps here. Open your mind to the possibility that 911 won't be able to respond and act accordingly. If you don't have a gun, get one. Get one for every member of your family. Magazines, ammunition, and training. Critical part, get training. Specifically when it comes to the crime part, the gun stuff. Get to know your neighbors so that you can have a community security set up. Just start thinking about this and quit the normalcy bias if you suffer from it. And again, I think the majority of the audience does not. For those of you in the audience that are fully on board and understand what's going on, redouble your efforts. Don't take any time off. I know it's summer. We all want to be on the lake. I get it. Boy, I'd like to be on the lake. You got to press on the gas right now. Stuff is unraveling at record speeds. Record speeds. This is the unraveling. This is what those of us in the sort of, I'll call it the preparedness prediction community, right? Fiction writers, novelists, futurists, whatever you want to call those of us that, quite honestly, my book series, 299 Days, predicted a lot of stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. I predicted a lot of stuff. It wasn't hard to do. This is what we've been waiting for, not in the sense that we want it to happen. This is what we've been waiting to see if our theories were correct, and they're playing out 100%. The unraveling is going on, you guys. You can do something. That's the positive stuff. Simple steps, reasonable, inexpensive things you can do. Primarily getting your mind right and understanding that this can happen, being open to this, being open-minded to this. It's free, you guys. It takes no time, and it's free. All you have to do is shake off normalcy bias. Even if you're pretty much prepared, you still have vestiges, little remnants of normalcy bias. I know I do. I still catch myself thinking that everything will be just like it was, and I have to say, nope, let's look at the evidence. Let's look at the evidence. So if you're open-minded and you spend just a reasonable amount of money, a reasonable amount of time, reasonable amount of effort, you can be way ahead of everybody else, and you need to be because the stakes are high, you guys. The stakes are really high. What happens when there's no police at all? What happened? Are those high stakes? What do you think people are going to do? Those nice people? Maybe they're nice because they're on medications right now, and their medications get cut off because the semis quit flowing. Do you think they're going to be nice? Or do you think they're going to be foaming at the mouth trying to kill you? That's an entirely possible scenario, you guys. Entirely possible. What's your plan? Call 911? No, that's not a good plan. You need to be prepared, and you can be, and it's simple. Thank you so much for listening to my thoughts. It is fantastic. It got me through a really nasty chemo morning this morning, you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the prayers and encouragement that you guys send me. I can feel it. God can feel it, and that's what matters. Stick around, because I want to talk to you next week. Listen to KHNC all week, and we'll be back, Open Forum, next Friday. Take it easy, y'all. Telling you to come right on. Missing me a dirt road and a beer between my knees. Staring at my rear view, rolling through the pine trees. Deer tracks in the dirt, good looking game trails. Heaven gonna feel like this when we get there. Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland.
Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in Northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Mandatory evacuation orders were lifted late yesterday along Highway 14 on the Larimer and Jackson County lines. Five homes there were washed away and many returned home to plenty of damage from where flash flooding hit. Investigators have recovered the body of one woman. Three people remain unaccounted for. Last night, voluntary evacuation warnings were also lifted for the Glen Haven area following a threat of flash flooding. Interstate 70 remains closed through Glenwood Canyon this morning. Last night, the Colorado Department of Transportation said they were continuing to see debris flows in the area and do not have a timetable for reopening. Detours are in place, but if you're headed through that area, give yourself plenty of extra time. Colorado will soon be getting at least $300 million thanks to a landmark settlement from some of the nation's biggest drug makers, including Johnson & Johnson.
That's payment for those companies' roles in creating and fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced the settlement Wednesday. The companies are paying the states a collective $26 billion nationwide. Colorado will pick up that $300 million or so over a period of about a year and a half. The AG says the cash will only be used for opioid and other substance prevention and recovery efforts. I'm Jim Williams.
The Colorado State Fair Parade will be back this year after being canceled for the first time ever last year. Organizers say so far more than 40 floats have already signed up. It'll take place on the morning of Saturday, August 28th. Army personnel from Fort Carson worked along with Colorado Parks and Wildlife Rangers to rescue a moose that had been spotted in the Colorado Springs area multiple times this week. That moose fell into a creek yesterday as he was being rescued, but crews worked to keep the animal from drowning. Eventually, the moose did wake up and was taken to the mountains where he was safely released back to the wild. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure and no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike, or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now's the time to get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because of the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father, and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months, and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had too much to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water, cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration, put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking a tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tejibo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin, and in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain, kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take 2 a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor. They get some more antibiotics. And in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals. Everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really like the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a Chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her Chihuahua, and her Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a Chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. We have a Siberian Husky. So I said, you know, did Chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the Chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I says, well, no, I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. She says, well, she says, you never see me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold it in his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DehiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? He said, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years. And he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And, he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tahibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tahibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tahiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own products from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo
tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, you know, he says, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, well, he says, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer and my PSA level was 1200. So now I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas. So I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200.
My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada, calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as, you know, God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water, or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DehiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer, and now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea, once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best, but unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, the informational booklets that you include with every order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course, she says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DehiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Dehebo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Powdarco bark to make Dehebo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Dehebo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Powdy Arco Dehebo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes I get the question from people whether if they're healthy they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Dehebo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dehebo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Dehebo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Dehebo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Dehebo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Dehebo Tea. The Dehebo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Hi, this is Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group. I'm sure you're probably aware of the reputations of many of the precious metals dealers here in the Front Range. I talk to customers all the time that know gold and silver are strong investments, that they are a hedge against a volatile economy. But these customers don't know where to buy gold and silver and are very justifiably concerned that they'll get ripped off. So I want to make you this promise. At Patriot Trading Group, there are no commission salespeople. We don't make outbound phone calls. We don't try to upsell you into some scam or package that we created. We don't disclose your information to anyone ever. The majority of our business comes from referrals and long-time repeat customers. If you're looking to learn about or invest in precious metals, give us a call at 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. That's 800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com. The Patriot Trading Group. No salespeople, no calls, just old-fashioned service.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
English are too many.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men,
And free men you are.
What will you do without freedom?
Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Never guessed the right flu virus for the mutation of what the main flu is the next year, and it's always a whole bunch of flus, dozens and dozens of them, and that it does nothing to protect you from the next flu if it's not the exact flu. That's why they, you ever ask why they don't have a vaccine for the common cold? Because it's too varied, because there's thousands of them, and because you have to get it exactly right, and viruses are always mutating. But you notice they're telling you they've got a vaccine. They want you willingly to go take whatever it is that's going to be in there. Now, Fauci has come out. If you just joined us, we're going to play the clip again first here in a moment, and said, hey, we're going to surveil people. We're going to cycle into other seasons. Next year, you won't be able to go out either. So they'll run into the middle of summer and then let you have a month or two and then clamp it back down. But there'll be special apps they're announcing. You'll be tracked. China was the model. They're going to roll it out like they just got these ideas, but it's all pre-planned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the tabletop exercises, predicting COVID-19 in November when it was already launched in China. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. They're going to tighten down the restrictions, loosen them by the summer, and then release new strains immediately that aren't even as bad as the current strain. They'll say